the Arthropod. The Arthropod is the home for the wonderful, weird, wacky world of insects. Hosted by Jonathan Larson, Jody Green, and Michael Scavarla.
Welcome back, everybody, to Arthropod, your entomology podcast. I am one of your hosts for the day, Jonathan Larson of the University of Kentucky.
I am another one of your hosts. I am Jody Green from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
And I'm the final host today of Michael Scavarla of Penn State University.
And welcome to the wide, wide world of sports. We are going to be talking about sports ball a little bit here on Arthropod, a little bit of a diversion from our usual content. We're going to be talking about arthropod-themed mascots across collegiate athletics in North America, really. This includes the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And we're going to be talking about what these mascots are, why we think it's interesting. I'll be fully upfront. This was my idea. I have something of an obsession with college football uniform aesthetics, as well as college mascots. I have long been fascinated by them. And I did a blog post back in 2014 when I started Arthropod stuff that was focused on this. And it was kind of a genesis point for today. But I'm excited to hear what Mike and Jody have to say about mascots and about Arthropod mascots in general. I got a text from Mike yesterday that said, I have unexpectedly developed strong emotions about arthropod mascots, and I'm hoping to explore that.
Yeah, I typically have not cared about sports very much. Like, I watch Steelers play if there are people around me watching, but I have, like, I don't sit down and watch a football game by myself. And so I've just, and like, my family was never into college football or college sports at all. So I just, and the Steelers for a long time never had a mascot. They have Steely McBean now.
Yep. Yeah.
But, you know, growing up, they didn't. And so I just never cared or thought about mascots, like, whatsoever. Not a lick.
Steely McBean is an interesting choice. Yeah, he definitely is. He has an aesthetic.
You know, I've come to like Steely McBean.
With a name like that, how could you not?
Right. He's certainly grown on me.
Jody, I know you grew up as a Blue Jays and a Maple Leafs fan. Were you ever exposed to a lot of mascots growing up around Toronto?
Yeah. I mean, I loved the Blue Jays. I loved the Toronto Blue Jays. But I was going to say, the last time that I was around a mascot, and actually I did not feel very comfortable, but it was at it was in Kentucky. We went, when we were doing the Bourbon Trail, we went to a Louisville Bats game.
Yeah.
And there was a bat mascot, and Rodney was like, here, let me take a picture with you. And I'm like, no, no, no. And he, like, I felt like back when I was a kid, when my parents used to try to get me to stand beside all the Disney characters and take a picture, that was not my thing. Not like, not going to do it. And I actually felt the same way, but this bat, like, it was a bat, like a,
yeah, he's pretty majestic.
Animal. Sweaty, yeah. Gross. It was hot. And it was, I did not like it.
I'm sure that he doesn't either, being inside of there.
I know. So, like, my sister was always one to, like, stand beside Tigger or whatever. And I was like, nope, not going to do it. So I was never really a fan of mascots. But, I mean, I see that. I mean, it's great, like, PR and audience or whatever, spectator engagement and stuff like that. But. Yeah. No, it's not for me.
Not for you. Sweaty people in costumes are not for Jody Green, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I can see how a person could come to that opinion.
My journey with mascots, I've never been a mascot or anything like that. I never had the athletic prowess to pull off that. But I do remember distinctly the first time that I was like, oh, these are interesting. I used to go to Purdue football games with my dad growing up. We started in like 1999 thereabouts. And the first game that I remember going to, it was Purdue versus Wisconsin. And Wisconsin are the Badgers. Purdue are the Boilermakers. And the Purdue Pete mascot is a very famous mascot, known for being incredibly creepy to most people. The Purdue Scion, the son of Purdue, he has these like dead eyes, according to most observers. And he carries a sledgehammer that he swings around with really kind of abandoned, and he wears a hard hat. He's a dope. He's a cool guy. I like him. How about you, Mike?
Oh, I mean, if I'm going to rank mascots based on my limited knowledge, I mean, in my own biases, having gone to Purdue, I like Purdue Pete as a mascot. I mean, he's unique, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I like that.
I think the Big Ten has the most unique cluster of mascots. I mean, just talking about this one game I went to, it's the Boilermakers versus the Badgers. So people who build the boilers for steam engines versus a varmint that digs in the soil and will attack you if provoked. And they have Bucky the Badger that prowls their sidelines. And he came to the game and they did this like choreographed routine. It was very pro wrestling where they like encountered each other outside of the end zone and they got into this fight. And I was probably in sixth grade. And I just thought it was the height of comedy. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen because Purdue Pete was like bringing a sledgehammer down on this poor Badger's head. We were winning. And so Purdue Pete, of course, won the fight as well. And it was at Ross-Ade Stadium in West Lafayette. So I think the home guy gets the victory normally, just like in pro wrestling. But that was when my fascination with this whole thing first started. I think it's important to differentiate. We're talking about mascots / nicknames. So talking about sort of the arthropod that some of these universities have chosen to be, I guess, their representation, their sort of patronus, I guess, if you want to go into Harry Potter lore, I think I'm using that word correct. It is something that's supposed to represent their university. And then also, if they have created somebody to sort of stock the sidelines, what does that creature look like? I think that you'll be surprised to find just what it is that people have honed in on in the arthropod world in terms of picking out a bug to represent a university. Were you surprised that there were very many of these at all, guys?
I mean, I guess I came in with no preconceptions.
No,
I would have had no idea. So
as usual, Mike was a blank slate, prepared to be filled with knowledge. Jody, what did you think?
So I've kind of gone down this rabbit hole a little bit in the past. So I knew that there were some, and I did anticipate that the most popular ones.
Okay.
But in the beginning, I think it was surprising. And there are some that are pretty weird to me.
There are. Yes. I am very hopeful that today we will eviscerate some of these mascots and talk about, I mean, the science part is very easy. That'll be low hanging fruit for us. But some of these are truly bizarre, I think. Like some of the ways that they have, I don't know, how what they've designed for a hornet or a yellow jacket, I think in many cases is pretty bizarre. I think one way to start this off would be, we're all at three different institutions. Let's say what our current institutions, what are the mascots and nicknames that we're working with right now? Mike, I think you should go first.
Okay. I'm at Penn State and we have the Nittany Lions, which, what the heck is a Nittany Lion?
Yes, exactly. What is Nittany? What does that mean?
Yeah, so Nittany is an English bastardization of a local Algonquin word.
Okay.
That apparently originated in the 1700s. You know, Pennsylvania being one of the original 13 colonies, white people got here pretty quick. And I pulled up the Penn State website. What does it say? That the meaning is unclear because I don't think they know exactly which word it comes from, but they think that it might have meant single mountain, okay, referring to Nittany Mountain, which is the highest peak among the ridgelines in the area. So Nittany Mountain kind of sticks out like a sore thumb amongst these lower ridges that form Happy Valley and the surrounding seven valleys.
Okay.
And lion refers to mountain lions because mountain lions were at the time, 1700s, 1800s, you know, 1870s when Penn State was formed, 1859.
Nice.
In the mid-1800s, mountain lions were still extant in Pennsylvania. They still roamed the mountains and ridges here. And so we picked like the local powerful predator and, you know, a local word and smashed them together. Mountain lions were no longer in Pennsylvania. We wiped them out. And so, you know, it may not be intuitive to people now, but at the time, 1859, right. it certainly was.
Have you ever encountered the Nittany Lion that prowls the sidelines at football or basketball games?
I have never been to a Penn State game.
No, but have you seen images of?
I have seen images of it. Yes.
What are your thoughts?
You could look at it and be like, "Oh yeah, that's like a mascotted, cartooned version of a mountain lion." Like I can see,
the
base animal in it.
I think it's very retro. I have had a 180 somewhat on the Penn State mascot that actually is physically manifested. I used to think it looked like used carpet had been sort of stapled together to create an approximation of an apex predator. But it wears a scarf too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've come around on it. I kind of like the scarf. I like the general feel of it. And it's not the modern version. Like very easily they could have switched it in the 90s to like the big headed, faux muscular fake lion look, but they've really stuck with this like skin tight lion suit that they've got and like the malformed mouth and face of a Nittany Lion. I've always had thoughts about the Nittany Lion.
I mean, so looking at it right now, it does kind of look, I can see where you're coming from. It looks like one of those bad taxidermy mounts.
Yeah. Where,
like the yes. lion has a jacked up face.
Uh-huh.
It kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
Like
it was three dudes that didn't have a picture of a mountain lion and they got told to make that costume.
Yeah. Yeah. Now
that, and they did it from memory.
Yeah.
Kind of like I guess. An angry Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I think I'm with you on this. Like looking at some of the other mascots in this list that you, so spoiler alert, John sent us the list to look at real quick yesterday. Like, and I browsed through it. I like ours more than a lot of.
Yeah.
And I think we'll charm. Talk about, yeah, I think we'll talk about it at the end, like how some of these mascots look. But like you said, the retro 90s, big headed, muscular, like I'm not into that aesthetic. And I like this frumpy.
Yeah.
Looks like you made it out of carpet. Bad taxidermy mascot. It's got charm.
Yeah. It has a certain je ne sais quoi to it. It has some charm to it. So that's Penn State. Jody, what are you?
Well, we are the Huskers. We're the Corn Huskers.
Yeah, the Corn Huskers. Don't act ashamed of it.
And Herbie Husker is our current athletic mascot.
Who is just like a strapping Nebraskan man, right?
Yeah, I guess he looks or is supposed to be a farm boy, but when you read more, he's not just a farm boy. He's in touch with the world. This is something that was written, but he's still proud to be a Husker fan. So Herbie Husker is like a human-ish mascot, right? He's got a giant head. He's got a big red cowboy hat. He has a red work shirt with the Nebraska N, which is over the years has been a big deal. They're different letter N's, fonts and stuff, according to the athletic N and the academic N. So he's got this red shirt and he's got blue jeans and work boots.
He used to have bib overalls too, that he kept like half buckled, right?
Yeah. And I think, well, there was like a revision of him in 2003. Yeah. So in the past, I think he had denim overalls, but he used to have an ear of corn in his pocket. I don't
think
he has corn on his body at this time, but he has got this like giant grin. Like he's just permanently like.
Very happy. Nebraska very nice.
Happy. Oh, Nebraska nice. That's a thing. If nobody knows Nebraska nice, if you come to Nebraska, it always seems like people are in your business. Like they're super nice and weird because you're not used to telling everyone your day and you know what you're doing this weekend and if you have plans to perfect strangers, but they're super nice, almost to the point where that's why they're the worst drivers because they're trying to let everyone in. So we've got Herbie Husker, but then there's also like this other one named Lil Red.
Lil Red, yeah.
And he's one of those like blow up things.
Yeah, he's an inflatable boy.
Okay, yes, he's one of those. And I think he is he resonates more with like younger kids and people just like love him. I think there's, is he the one that's at Shields at like one of the sports stores? There's a big statue of one of the mascots. I've always found it creepy, but that's me. My daughter's always thought it was kind of cool. She always wanted to take a picture with it. And it's just like this statue. But I think he's been around since 1993, it says here.
And okay.
And I guess like mascots, they have like awards in competitions and stuff. So I didn't know that. That's new to me. I wonder how you become a mascot, actually, after
all. I think you have to join usually the varsity cheerleading team. Like you are part of an elite group of athletes. And you have to be strong enough to like lift people and hold things up. I think there are requirements. Like, I don't think it's just like anybody can slap on a giant Nebraskan boy head and be like, I'm Herbie Husker. Like, you got to try out.
Yeah. Well, some mascots are super athletic. Like they dance, they do flips.
Oh, yeah.
I have not seen Herbie do that.
Surprisingly, Cosmo Cougar of BYU has mad moves, like is a great dancer. I've seen some videos and routinely they're like TikTok worthy dance marathons. It's amazing.
Like I went down this rabbit hole last night looking at YouTube videos of like Abby and the Buckeye one. Like, like they're just entertainers to the max.
That's right. Yeah, they're there for the people. Jody and Mike are both at Big Ten universities. The Big Ten is an athletic conference here in the United States, one of the original ones. And Penn State and Nebraska are actually the two of the newest additions to the conference. But I think they have kept a great tradition alive of weird mascots in that conference. There's the Hoosiers, the Boilermakers, the Buckeyes, the Wolverines, the Badgers, the Golden Gophers. The only one that's kind of an odd person out is Northwestern. They're the Wildcats. I'm at the University of Kentucky. We are also the Wildcats. And the SEC is the conference that we play athletics in. And I think it's the least creative of the major athletic conferences. It's mostly Bulldogs, Tigers, and Wildcats. There's not a lot of interesting ones in our conference. The only interesting one is maybe South Carolina, who are the Gamecocks. A fighting chicken, basically, a fighting rooster. There's also the Gators, I guess, at Florida. But we have Scratch the Wildcat. He is the guy on the sidelines here. The Wildcat, it was just a thing in a football report, a newspaper quote, that we fought like Wildcats. And so they're like, yeah, that's a good one. And I think they actually used to have a live Wildcat that they would tag and say, like, this is the Kentucky Wildcat. And I don't know if he was on the sideline or anything, but I hope not. I don't like it when there's animals on the sideline, but that's where we're at with this one. So none of us have an arthropod, but there are some schools out there that have gone through this and chosen an insect or a relation to insects to represent their school as a nickname and a mascot. I went through and I found a really cool list in Wikipedia that kind of broke this out. I don't know if you guys found it. I'm going to include it in the show notes. It's a little jankety to maneuver through if you're looking for bug things, because most of the bugs they've put under bees specifically, which is a little inaccurate, but it was helpful to find a lot of the stinging insect mascots. Overall, I counted it up. I found through that and through a little bit of other Google foo that there are 41 universities in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico that have chosen some sort of arthropod as a mascot. Of these, nearly all of them are insects. There are three that are arachnids. We'll talk specifically about those here in a moment. If you look in just college athletics, which is what we're going to focus on today, there are no other types of arthropods. We didn't find any crustaceans, no myriapods. What am I missing, Mike? What are some other groups within arthropoda?
Crabs.
Yeah, we didn't have any crustaceans.
Remipedes. Ooh, yeah. I would love to see some remipede mascots. That would be cool.
That would be cool. If you look outside of collegiate athletics, and Jody found a really cool database that we'll also include in the show notes that shows off mascots and nicknames across like all sports. If you look specifically in minor league baseball, I did find that they have three crustaceans. There's the Hickory Crawdads, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, which makes me hungry. And then the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, which I detect is a species of crab. Mike, are you familiar with this coming from the East Coast?
Oh yeah, blue crabs. That's the common crab that you go crabbing for in like Maryland and Jersey and the mid-Atlantic.
Right on. Okay. So they chose that as their representation for this Jersey Shore minor league baseball team. I love minor league baseball. That would be another option in the future to talk about. They have some of the greatest nicknames in all of sportsdom, I think, in these minor league baseball teams. There's the Trash Pandas. There's the Lumber Kings. There's quite a few out there that I think are just, you know, chef's kiss, like absolutely amazing choices for nicknames and mascots. But we wanted to talk about, what's that, Jody?
I do like those crustaceans.
Yeah. Why is that?
I like the colors. I think they're very unique. I don't know. Maybe after looking at all the stinging insect mascot arthropods that I was like, yeah, these are actually refreshing.
I love the alliteration of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. I will be honest. I like that. I like their logo is a J, a font that is made of shrimp. I think that's pretty dope. For me, the Hickory Crawdads take the cake just because I think saying Hickory Crawdads is fun. I don't know if you tried it out on your tongue, but the words flow together quite nicely.
I agree, but I'm not a big fan of the mascot because it's hidden behind the H of Hickory.
It is hidden.
It's like I want to see more of it.
Yeah. You want to see some more crawdaddiness?
Yeah.
You want to update
it? It kind of looks like a lobster.
It does look a lot like a lobster.
You know, like I want, if you're going to say you're a crawdad, you got to lean into that.
Yeah, I agree.
Crawdads look like kind of lobstery.
They do look like little mini lobsters, but there's differences. And like,
I agree with Mike. I think that there are ways they could enhance the crawdaddiness of this.
Wow, this is going to be an interesting podcast time because there are a lot of improvements they can do on the arthropod mascot.
Oh, absolutely. I think that we are going to eviscerate some of these. And I think Mike in particular has a lot of notes. I don't know Mike to be a judgmental person, but the vibe that I got from his text message yesterday was very much like these people have gotten so much wrong and he wants to correct them.
I don't know if it's so much that, but I think going off of something Jody said a moment ago, that she liked the colors of these ones. I found myself really thinking about that in regards to the arthropod mascots in just like the overuse of the same color palettes.
Yes.
Like it's refreshing when you got these Jersey Shore blue crabs that like, okay, that pops.
Yeah.
Like, and that's distinct. And it's not the same two colors that everybody else is using.
It is a unique shade of blue. I will be fair to the blue crabs. I also like his little hat and sunglasses on top of his head. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm considering sharing this video that we're producing right now as we record in the show notes as well so that people can see everything that we're talking about.
I think we
about.
Should.
Okay.
And maybe the PowerPoint.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'll do all.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this last night too, because it's very visual of what we're talking about. So I thought I did think about asking for part of the recording and like doing a little blurb.
It'd be fun for people that really like the show to get like behind the scenes. This is what we see and not just the audio.
Right. Because it's hard to describe the weirdness.
It is hard. Yes. I mean, I think we're going to talk a lot about really beefcake arms today.
And inappropriate stingers. Like, I'm just put away your stinger, please. Yeah. Like, I don't need to see all that. It. There's just a weight. Like,
tuck it in, man.
Is there some Freudian things we need to talk about with the
stingers? I think we will be talking about some Freudian things. I don't want this to like dip into commentary on furries or anything, but I think, to be honest, some of these, they would be at home at a furry convention. Like, they're handsome bugs. I don't know. Are there bug furries?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the furry community. If you're a furry, good for you. it's not my bag.
Arthropod is a judgment-free zone.
Yeah, heck yeah. If that's what you're into. I got no judgment here.
But maybe they could share with us. I mean, that could be an episode in the future now that we're spitballing like a furry bug episode. We'll have to think about it. If we look at the insects specifically that have been chosen as sort of the favorite sons and daughters of universities, I found that there was one ant, 17 yellow jackets, 12 hornets, 4 bees, 1 wasp, and 3 stinging wasps of indeterminate origin. Do you think that's a fair assessment of the sting and the stingers that we are going to discuss?
Yeah. A lot of wasps.
So Yellow Jackets come out number one. What do you think about that? Like, why do you think they're the most common choice?
Gosh, this is like my number one inquiry. Like the in 2021 was all about wasps, stinging insects, Yellow Jackets, paper wasps, murder hornet, all of those things. Like people, like the, I think mascots are normally like predators or something to be feared. So there you go.
I like that.
Yeah, it occurred to me when you said the Yellow Jackets too. Like, there's no paper wasps. Those are stinging insects that people also commonly see. But I wonder if it's, you know, with the Yellow Jackets, you've already got like a bold color palette, like yellow and black, yes, gold and black. Like it is, mm-hmm, it pops. Like, I'm gonna pick a paper wasp, but you've got dark red and brown.
Mm-hmm. A little bottle
doesn't.
The palette's paper, not as popping.
Yeah. And paper, yeah, paper doesn't sound like angry enough, you know, like if it was like fiery wasp, maybe. Right.
I wonder if we're going to see some murder hornets.
I agree with Mike, though. I think it has a lot to do with the colors. Like yellow and black are a strong color combo if you're putting together athletic uniforms. I did some digging around. I also found that there are a lot of military regiments, particularly from the Civil War, that apparently called themselves the Yellow Jackets. Despite the fact that they probably wore blue or gray. So I do think that there's something with like a cultural connotation where people, they equate the ferocity of these insects with maybe the ferocity of people on the athletic field. There must be some sort of connection there.
Well, I mean, that brings up an interesting thing, like the trying to capture an essence of the thing that you're naming as your mascot in your play, in your team, in your regiment, whatever. And I wonder how this is getting well out of anything I know, but like how much that harkens back to like, you know, even prehistory, just the idea of getting an essence of something and
like a totem
incorporating. Yeah.
Like a totemistic animal. I think there's a lot there with mascots. I think that we are, and when we do this, we're trying to capture something of the critter or the organism, whatever. I mean, there's people that have schools that are the bears. It gets a little out of field sometimes just because, like, I went to high school and we were the Blue Devils, and I don't think that my tight-knit German Catholic community that I grew up in was trying to tap into Satan or anything. But, yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. It is like a totem, a representation of your community in some ways. I think that's one of the reasons we have these things, these nicknames and mascots, is we're trying to tap into that quote unquote energy, if you will.
Did you go back and think about, like, I went back through my life and considered all the mascots from like my elementary school, high school, the other college
What do you have?
So when I was in grade school, I went to a school that no longer exists called Monsignor Gleason, and we were the Gleason Gladiators. And not until the movie in like 2000 did I realize how violent gladiators were. I mean, we were little and we weren't good. So, but I just remember like coming up with, like, we were painting like the mascot on the wall, but the, you know, fighters, and like we didn't know what that was. So that, and then I went to a Catholic high school in Canada, and our school was called Resurrection. Resurrection. Like secondary Catholic school or something, but we were the Resurrection Phoenix. So, you know,
that's Greek
mythology.
Good. That's good wordplay.
Associated with the sun rising from the ashes, you know, so we were the Resurrection Phoenix. So it was weird, you know, like as a football team, like, I don't know that. And then I went to the University of Guelph and we were the Guelph Griffins. And so another like legendary medieval creature, right? So that's it's like the body and tail and back legs of a lion and the head of an eagle.
Pretty fierce.
Collins, whatnot. Yeah. And then Purdue, so we also have to say that in Purdue, it's like, isn't it the Boilermaker Special is like the official mascot, right? And Purdue Pete is the athletic mascot. But that was cool. I thought like that was like the first cool mascot that I had, I guess, in my life. And then we have the Cornhuskers. So I feel like throughout my schooling, I've never had like a real thing. It's always like a fictional or made up kind of thing.
I mean, gladiators and Boilermakers were real people.
Yeah, but it's not like it was not,
it's not
like
an animal,
a real or, animal yeah, that I yeah. always thought was associated with like a, I guess a mascot. But okay, good. But when did you guys think about yours?
Oh yeah, yeah. When I was a boy, I went to St. John's Elementary. We were the Stars, a little Catholic private school in my hometown. And then middle school through high school, I was at Tipton High School. They're the Blue Devils. When I was in fifth grade, before I started at the public school, there was a campaign started in town by some families that really felt like it was awful that we had the Blue Devil mascot and that there was an actual Satan that like walked around with a pitchfork on the sidelines and stuff. And they desperately tried to get it changed, and they were asked what they wanted to change it to. And they wanted us to be the Dolphins. If you don't know, Indiana is landlocked. And so their whole campaign like completely shuddered to a halt after that announcement. If they had picked literally anything else, I think they might've gotten it through. But I grew up as the Blue Devils and then went to Purdue and we were the Boilermakers, went to Kentucky Wildcats, worked at Nebraska. And so those were the Huskers. I feel like I've had a lot of people things. I haven't had any animals in my life. My wife was a Bronco in high school. That was one choice. Mike, what about you?
I was worried we were going to get here.
He's like, I don't know.
You don't
know? So I went to Penn Trafford High School, and our entire school district, like the elementary schools, didn't have a different mascot or anything. And we were the Warriors, and we had a big old Indian head as our mascot. And I just checked, and it's still that. And we did the Warrior Chop, which you can imagine.
Yikes.
If I am extremely honest, it didn't seem that bad when I was in the middle of it because, you know, 99% white people and most of them are conservative. Like it wasn't until I got to college that I was like, oh, that's actually real bad.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Warrior is also it's a hard one because it could go many directions. Like a warrior can be of any culture. It is unfortunate. Right. It seems like 98% of them in the U.S. appropriate native imagery and things like that. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's a choice. I support undoing those unless you get. You know, like Florida State, they've worked with the Seminole tribe to be the Seminoles, and there's some pride there. Otherwise, yeah, I'm all on board with getting rid of all of that. I think that.
Yeah, I think in 99% of cases, you should probably get rid of it. I didn't realize they worked with the Seminoles to get that okay.
So that's like my 1,000-foot view understanding is that they have met, like representatives of the university met with that, with at least some of the Seminoles. And there is some sort of like back and forth about this is okay. And they seem to, I don't know about endorse it, but they haven't condemned it, which is different than what you see with other places. Like if you look at University of Illinois, they're the Fighting Illini, and they used to just have a white dude that dressed as an Indian on the sidelines, a pretend guy. And yeah, they had to get rid of all that, which is good. Like I said, I support all that. So we got into some social justice territory today with mascots, that's for sure.
I mean, when you're talking about mascots, it's kind of hard to avoid.
It is, absolutely. I'm a big fan of a website that's called Uniwatch. It's all about like aesthetics of football and basketball and other sport uniforms. And they have a whole section to their site dedicated to like trying to get people to change all that. They're particularly focused on the Washington football team. In the NFL that has recently decided they will change their name soon. So, yeah, I endorse all that for sure. After the Warriors, what were you? You were a Boilermaker.
Yep. And then in Arkansas it was the Razorbacks, which, you know, again, pretty unique.
I do like
nobody that. Wants to stare down 30 to 50 hogs. Woo pig suey. Yeah. I never was real into college sports, so I have never done it myself, but that Mike is
can you just like do it right now? Just do it right now.
I don't actually know how it goes, so I can't.
Oh,
someday you'll learn.
Someday.
Yeah, so you've had some interesting ones thrown in there. I think Jody definitely wins for like oddest though. Phoenix, that's a tough one, especially to make a plural of. Like, go Phoenix, go Phoenixes.
Yeah, it was strange.
But I like it. I like the wordplay with resurrection.
So what about these other... We've talked about the wasps. What about these other insect ones?
So we had a lot of stinging ones. Then we had two members. What's that?
Do you think, you know, this is what I was thinking about, before with the yellow jackets, you know, when we always talk about like aposematism, do you think that's like, you know, that bright color, thinking about that already strikes fear. And then it's got, you know, the stinging insect part. So when you have that visual thought of the colors, and then you have like that, it's a hornet or a stinging wasp or whatever they call them, that it strikes fear into their opponents.
I think you're onto something there. The warning coloration in particular seems notable. Like we're already tapping into something psychological while we're doing this. I like that point.
Okay, carry on.
Outside of Hymenoptera, we had two coleopterans that I found. There's one Dipteran representative. We'll talk more about it when we get to it. I think it's very on the edge. I don't think that I don't know if it fully counts, but we'll talk about it because I think it's unique. I was surprised there are no Lepidopterans. You know, there's no hungry, hungry caterpillars out there, no Hemipterans. I would have thought that maybe there was one or two stink bug, fighting stink bug teams out there or anything, but nothing outside of these other three orders that I mentioned. So were you surprised that it was so focused on Hymenoptera, or does that kind of track for you?
That didn't surprise me.
Yeah. I mean, they're the scariest group, it seems like, right?
Right. I just thought about what it kind of means to have a mascot, or what people, organizations, brands, whatever, look for in what they're trying to represent. And I guess if it has to do with sports, it needs to be like fierce.
Right. Nobody wants it to be the Thrips, is what you're saying.
Right.
But also has to be commonly known. Like, I bet if you were the Thrips, nobody would know what the heck you were.
Right. Which makes you all the more terrifying, I would say. Everybody knows what a yellow jacket is.
I'll be curious if we do a follow-up episode in a year or three, focus on like minor league baseball, if any of these stats change, if there's more diversity of other groups.
Oh yeah, minor league baseball, we would see a ton of diversity. I can already tell you off the top of my head, there would be an Orthopteran, there would be more Coleopterans, there's not as many Hymenopterans, and there'd be more Dipterans from what I remember. There's at least one mosquito, and I want to say a sandfly or black fly, maybe something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. There used to be the green jackets in Augusta, which I think were yellow jackets with green jackets from the Masters that they play at Augusta golf course there. I thought that was pretty clever. But yeah, minor league baseball, that would be a whole other show we could do in the future. So maybe you've planted the seeds of that here today, Mike. We are going to discuss these by species, as it were. We don't really have species per se, but we're kind of go through those broad groups that I just was painting through. And I am excited to discuss these. I have thoughts. I have notes on each of them. I want to insult them. Some of them, I think, deserve derision. And I'm hoping we can level our cannons at them. So let's talk about if they're scientifically accurate. Are they cute, at least? You know, cuteness has a lot of power, I think, when you're talking about a mascot. Or are they particularly ferocious? Or are they unique? Some of these, I do think, have unique connotations to them for the school. Or the appearance is unique, at least. So I want to talk about that. And then maybe at the end, I want to give out three or four awards. It was just going to be three. But then as I was talking with my daughter about some of this, I added the cutie pie award, if we had one that was maybe adorable overall. So best overall presentation, that one would be like, okay, this one is mostly scientifically accurate. It's unique. It has sort of an interesting color scheme, maybe. Just whatever it is that kind of floats your boat the best. Then the most accurate insect, the most unique choice, and then cutie pie. I like the idea of this one's the most adorable.
I'm keeping notes.
Mike has a note page that he is generating.
I'm not going to remember these.
I have a question.
Let's hear your question, Jody.
Okay. Are we talking, it said, consider each logo or mascot. Are we talking like the logo, like the image, like drawing, or are we talking about the person in the costume?
I want to talk about both. I couldn't find a mascot for every university. So right. I think I want to talk about both logo and mascots for all of them. And when we have mascots, we can also talk about like, oh, what was in the art doesn't match up with what they actually created a costume for. Maybe there's some differences there, but for the most part, they're pretty consistent. What they generated as a logo also tends to be what's walking around at the actual sports events.
But so I do we'll have start. To say it is really hard to, like, if you're, you know, Herbie, you got like, you're a human, two right. arms, two legs. Like when you're an arthropod, well, you need body parts that you don't have, right?
Right.
So keep that in mind. I had to think about this because I was like criticizing all of them. And I'm like, well, you know, I just have to be fair. Like humans are missing certain parts that arthropods have. So, you know.
You got to get creative to get an abdomen or your extra set of legs.
True. True. It means extra effort and better costume designer.
Yeah, you need a theater kid to help you out with that part.
An entomologist, too.
Yeah, that would be good as well. I had to plug my computer in for power's sake. But
okay.
Sorry, No, you were stalling well. I appreciated it.
Oh, okay.
But now it's all recorded for posterity. We're going to start with the Yellow Jackets just because they were the most numerous. We'll start with Allen University in Columbia, South Carolina. It's a historically Black university. I tried to find out little bits and pieces about each of these schools that we'll talk about today. There's their logo, very angry looking yellow jacket, blue and gold as their school color. So he's a blue and gold yellow jacket. And then you can see him standing next to a burning fire in the arthropod mascot image I found. So initial thoughts, like this is our first one. What do we think? Is this a good yellow jacket or what do you think?
I mean, I'm not a fan.
Not a fan. I'm not either. Let's start. We'll do a compliment sandwich. First thing I'll start with is something I like. Good antenna. There's some segmentation to the antenna in both the logo and in the actual costume.
I like that his wings stick out.
Yeah.
Like in the actual costume, although the wing venation is poorly done. It looks like a leaf.
It's a leaf, yeah. Also, how many venation. Wings?
But it does have venation.
Does have venation. How many wings should he have, though?
Oh, four. But I'll you know.
You'll allow it?
I'll allow it. Because it's then you start getting like lots of floppy bits on your back. I could see why that, if you're a mascot that's dancing and whatever, it would be frustrating. So I'll give him that. That's
okay. Fine. So good thing, antenna, good thing, has wings, bad thing, wing venation. Let's talk about, I mean, would you say that this is a boy or a girl?
I think a lot of these mascots are masculine. They're very like muscular and angry. And this one.
Shirtless.
I said topless. Like, yeah. But then the mascot person or 3D mascot has like the superhero underpants. I don't know. What do you call those?
Yeah.
Underpants.
I think that's what kills it for me.
The wrestling trunks?
Yeah. I just, I hadn't thought about the fact that makes it obviously gendered as a male too, but it also does that. I just,
so far,
yeah.
The Allen Yellow Jacket, I don't know his name, but not passing muster for us.
But very like, so very masculine. And as an entomologist, we know that the stinger is a modified ovipositor, which means it is an egg-laying device, right? And so all these masculine...
It's a pseudo-stinger.
Yeah, it's
like we could be generous and say like they all have massive pseudo-stingers.
That are all sticking out and very prominent, like, hey, look at my stinger.
Mess with us and you're going to get stung. That's kind of the message of a lot of these mascots. But yeah, very angry, gritted teeth. This was something I talked about in my blog post that I did a long time ago, is it shocked me how many of the arthropod mascots are gritting, like their teeth are showing that they don't have. And then many, many of these, as you'll notice, are wearing white dinner gloves as we go through them, which is also not known to occur in most yellow jacket species.
Yeah, that one's got two arms. Like, so, two, you know, arms. Arthropods, or well, insects have six legs. These ones have arms.
Good point. Actually, that'll come up multiple times. I find that most of them don't have the right number. But I do find it weird how many of them, instead of having four, they only have two arms. They have no legs and then kind of a curved body. It looks odd. You know, it doesn't look natural, I guess is what I'll say. Here's American International College, Springfield, Massachusetts, private liberal arts college. School colors, black and yellow, tapping into that aposemitism that Jody mentioned before. They are the Yellow Jackets. What do we think of this one?
No.
Yep, hate it.
Hate it.
Okay,
hate
strong, it. Strong emotional reaction. Let's dive into that. What do we hate?
It's got a bird head.
It's total a bird head. It's got a beak and a lizard body.
Lizard body, yeah. That's a weird tail.
Yeah. And is that a stinger at the end of its tail, right?
I mean, so, it's white, so.
And then it's got dinner gloves and like.
And booties. Yeah.
Yeah, booties.
Yeah.
So it's got arms and legs.
I will give them points for like bold coloration. Like I think that the yellow is good. The black works well with it, but yeah, a rough looking insect, but probably something that's scary to see walking around on the sidelines. I find this wooden statue that they built of him pretty imposing, I'll say. But yeah, they're the Yellow Jackets as well. So we're not fans of that, but he's also angry. He does have a beak, a little odd looking. Here's the Baldwin Wallace University Yellow Jackets, private liberal arts college, 3,500 students, brown and gold instead of black and gold, as we might expect with a Yellow Jacket. Feelings on this one?
I mean, it looks like a wasp.
Yeah. The facial markings are cool, right? A little more accurate.
Yeah. Better than the last two. Like it's got big bug eyes in the logo, not necessarily the mascot. It within the realm of two-armed wasp mascots, like I don't hate it. It's got the indication of either a second pair of wings or like a jugal lobe on the front pair of wings.
So I like that.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to point that out.
It has like segmented body part. Like you can see the body part, like the thorax and the abdomen. Doesn't have dinner gloves.
Doesn't have dinner gloves. The segmentation, I think, is something that'll be interesting to talk about as we go through this. Some of them are very clearly segmented, even beyond head, thorax, and abdomen. Like you can actually see the abdominal segments. I think that that's interesting. But on this one, not so much. Nothing that really stands out. This isn't going to rise to the top of the list.
No, it's the middle of the pack. Like passable. No, I don't hate it. What something I noticed with this, it's the first time it's come up. What do you think about when there's a difference between the logo and the mascot, specifically like the mascot has like basketball shorts and an armless t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like he's dressed up in sports gear and not like a representation necessarily of the logo.
I think this is probably a kid friendly turn, right? Like it has more human eyes. It's an attempt at making him maybe look less imposing so that children will want to take their photo with him or her.
But we want to have imposing mascots because that's how if we're treating them as totems to go sting our opponents and take, you know.
Yeah, I think you've hit on sort of the conundrum, right? Like the logo needs to be fierce because that's what will be on your helmet or on your jersey. But then if you've got something walking around the sidelines, you sometimes have to strike a balance between imposing and kid friendly, I think, because the other thing that has occurred is that these have become like, oh, we'll take the kid to the ball game and they can meet Scratch the Wildcat or whatever. Like we actually have two Wildcats now because the original one was too scary, according to some PR or something, a focus group. And so now we have a more kid friendly option. I think that's what happened with Herbie Husker and Lil Red. Lil Red is supposed to be more of a kid friendly thing as well.
Yeah, because you're supposed to be fierce against your opponents, but not against the people on your side. So
you want the others to be afraid of you, not your own kids.
Right. True.
Black Hill State, Spearfish, South Dakota. School colors, green and gold. Thought that was kind of a departure. Again, a two-armed, no-legged Yellow Jacket. Any thoughts, any notes here?
It just kind of looks like a claw.
Yeah. Looks recurved or something. Like they're all bowed.
Yeah, I mean the face is jacked up. I do like that both the mascot and the logo are wearing a shirt. Like if you're gonna have one in one, have it in
a tank top. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
I'm surprised that he's wearing a tank top in South Dakota, frankly.
It seems like a little cold for that. Another one though that has an indication of a second pair of wings. So I like that.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
And in the mascot, it looks like he actually does have. I can't tell if that other back wing is like the left wing or a second wing. I think it might.
Oh, be left. I think it's the left and the right one.
But you know, in the logo, another indication of a second pair of wings. So that's cool.
I like the introduction of green though. It doesn't follow aposematism very well, but it matches South Dakota, I think, to have that.
Yeah, green and gold. But more gold. Like all of these are color A and gold.
Yes.
Speaking of,
we have blue and gold for Cedarville University, a private Baptist university from my Googling. And what do we think here?
I think the logo's cute.
I'm a fan. He does have a mohawk. I think that's an odd stylistic choice, but apparently four wings.
And the right amount of legs, right?
The right amount of legs. Not obvious based on the side profile view, but the indication is that, yeah, six total legs on this insect.
I dig it. Yeah. It's kind of sleek and pointy the way a lot of these logos are, which I'm not a fan of. Like is a general gestalt look right to these things. But the way that they've done it, I think pulls it off really well. Like it's got a bird beak like some of the other ones. Mm-hmm. So that's but four wings, six legs. I think of all the ones we've seen thus far, if you're going to make a logo out of a bug, it's doing a decent job of it.
Yeah. It's one thing I will say is I also like the stylistic choice here with the like highly curved nature of it because it makes a C for Cedarville. I think that's a good choice.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I like the transportation of the abdomen from the logo to the actual mascot. Jody was talking about how do you costume this? I think that this is an interesting choice. Like they built an abdomen off the back of the guy that's walking around here.
He's got a double butt.
He does. He has a double butt and it's highly segmented. I love that you can see all of these abdominal sutures. What do you think of that, Mike, as our resident taxonomist?
I really like that. Yeah. If you're going to make, you know, the person's legs are like a pair of legs on the bug, so you've got the abdomen sticking on it. I like it for a mascot.
So far, Cedarville's rising to the top, sounds like. Defiance College. This one I don't like. I'm sorry, Defiance. Cool town name, cool college name, but this doesn't have any legs. Wrong colors, purple and gold. just not a big fan. Not enough wings, not enough appendages. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just not digging it. The mascot and the logo don't go together at all.
Don't add us on Twitter, Defiance.
the mascot just looks like a generic, like picked off the rack mascot.
Yeah. Like you just went and got the Walmart, the great value brand yellow jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like the purple. Adding purple is cool.
Now we're kind of getting into a bigger school, Georgia Institute of Technology, more often called Georgia Tech, down in Atlanta, Georgia. School colors are gold and white. I think that's a kind of an interesting choice. Usually you see gold and black mixed together, but specifically they're gold and white. This is a unique university, similar to what Jody pointed out with Purdue. Purdue Pete is the guy that most people associate with Purdue. Buzz is the mascot that people associate with Georgia Tech. There he is looking, I guess, handsome. I don't know what you describe as, showing off his abdomen. And he's the one that's walking around. But in both situations, there's actually a mode of transportation that is the true mascot of each university. Purdue has the Purdue Special, a small train that will actually drive around. The Georgia Tech school has the Ramblin' Wreck, which is a gold 1930 Ford Model A sports coupe, which is their official mascot. But for a lot of events, they have Buzz that kind of comes out and does stuff. So here we have Buzz. Here we have his modern logo incarnation, as well as what he used to look like in the 50s or 60s. Any thoughts here for Georgia Tech? Any notes?
I like the new logo better than the old logo because, man, that old logo is rough.
So I think that's interesting. I like the old logo because those are six legs. I'm into that. It has the right number of wings. This is somebody that clearly has seen a yellow jacket before. I've never seen one with a word etched on the side. But yeah, one thing with a logo is it's supposed to be easily reproducible. Like a lot of people talk about in vexillology that a flag should be able to be drawn by children. I think that there's something to be said for that with logos as well. And that's not easy to reproduce. So streamlining it to the one on the right here where Buzz has two arms, no legs. Georgia Tech was good in the 90s. I remember this logo very well, the big bug eyes. And is this sort of like the split in the face? Is that a Clypeus or what are you
talking about? I'm not sure what that's supposed to be.
It pops up multiple times.
You know, I think the reason I don't like the old logo is it looks like it was drawn by a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And, you know, just find a decent artist. Like, it's not like artists suddenly got good in the 90s and the 80s to draw. Like, there were good artists when this thing was drawn. You could have found somebody that knew what they were doing. Even if it was this logo, but drawn well, that would be better.
Yeah, I think we will see a version of that maybe here in a little bit when we get into the Hornets. I think that there are some that are this, but done, executed better. So Georgia Tech, pass, not fans.
I'm going to give them props. So when was the new logo? When did that come about? Like, were they at the forefront of like the two-armed legless wasp with a big bug head?
That's a good question. I don't know. I remember it distinctly as a 90s phenomenon,
I remember like a lot of high school teams would pick up this logo as well. If they were the first or like in the vanguard of schools that were adopting this style of mascot, like, cool, because you're like, you haven't burned it out because you're the first. Like, right. Good job. But honestly, it's so overdone at this point that it's like,
even if you're the OG, you're part of a big crowd.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
I like the mascot though.
Yeah, he's funny. He does a lot of good stunts, I think, on the sideline. So we like Buzz. We don't necessarily. He does have a big abdomen.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the mascot because it's, you know, it kind of generic, but
it's clearly an insect, right? Like, yeah. Not like a bird face or an alien head.
It feels like they tried to transport the bug eyes from the logo to the mascot. Seems like there's four wings in 2D, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like there's two structures, but there's an indentation that seems to indicate they're supposed to be four.
Yeah.
So we like Buzz. We don't like his mascot or his logo version. Here's Graceland University in Iowa. Blue and gold again. This guy just makes me think of Macho Man Randy Savage, frankly. They've turned the eyes into Macho Man sunglasses. He's like, oh yeah, rising to the top, cream of the crop. He's got the finger guns in his publicity photo. What do we think here?
Do you want to know? Okay, this is what my initial thoughts were. Macho, strong, drilling machine.
Yeah, because in the logo, he is sort of T-shaped and pointing the stinger downward, like he's driving it down into to his enemies. But again, it looks odd without the legs. How else does he maneuver with just the arms? I don't know. Not a big fan of this one.
The logo looks like a jackhammer.
Yeah, yes. You've both tapped into an interesting aspect of it. I will say, in the mascot guy version, he has an abdomen coming off the back, which we promoted earlier as a good thing. So props for that.
I like seeing that.
But he's got legs in real life as opposed to the logo. So I don't know. Yeah, not unique for sure.
I like that they're going for, like, I like the fact that the sunglass eyes are unique, but I think they also look terrible. Like, I appreciate that they went to the effort of, like, how are we going to differentiate ourselves? Like, this is it. But I don't think it looks very good.
Yep, I think that's a good epitaph for this one. That brings us to the Howard Payne University Yellow Jacket, who stylistically is a choice. You got to give them props for going. So, what do bug eyes look like? Oh, they're bulbous. Okay, we can work with that.
It's a breath of fresh air. Like I cannot decide.
Yeah. I when I first saw it, I was like, oh, yuck, I hate it. But then the longer I look at the logo in particular, there are some simplistic like line choices that I kind of like the flow from the head to the abdomen is snake-like in a way, or gecko-like perhaps, but also looks kind of nice. I like that we've got like claws on the legs, or spurs, that we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, four wings.
But the eyes, I don't know, man.
And the teeth, the mascot looks like it's like pooping.
Yeah, he's backed up. You're right.
The translation of logo to mascot, I don't think works very well. Like, he doesn't have the wings even. His mouth is a lot bigger.
He doesn't have these traps and delts, man. Like, look at those arms. This guy's yoked in the logo. Real life, they didn't put all that stuffing in there.
The logo kind of reminds me of like, what is it? The movie Ants, where you've got bipedal ants.
Yep.
So like in other media, we've seen like this, like you said, gecko-esque, the abdomen, like, I don't know, insect centaur kind of look. So maybe that doesn't strike me as so weird because I've seen it other places. The eyes are killing me though. Like, they're at one point hilarious, but so terrible. I can't.
I think the mascot does have wings.
Does it? It's just not seen in this photo.
In this picture. I tried to only select images where there weren't people around the mascot.
Yeah.
I didn't want to like feature anybody's face in our podcast if I'm sharing the video, but definitely, yeah.
It's a choice.
He's a unique looking yellow jacket. Le Ternu. Jody, you speak French. How would you pronounce that?
Yeah, but it's in Texas. I would just call it Le Ternu.
I'm not a fan. Don't like it overall.
When I look at the mascot, I just start laughing.
Yeah, he looks a little derpy.
He looks like a drunk bird.
Yeah, he looks like Big Bird's drunk cousin.
I saw it and immediately thought of Sam the Eagle from The Muppets.
Business is where you go.
It's bad.
All right, we'll put a pin.
And the logo is really generic.
Yeah, nothing unique about it other than the drunk Big Bird-esque guy on the sideline. Montana State Billings in Billings, Montana. Again, blue and yellow. Here is the old version that I found where he looks like Dick Tracy, the yellow jacket. He's got this like fedora hat on. I liked that. The modern one is definitely like an early 2000s redesign, I think. It is edgy. It's like when they turned the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Into the sharp angular Looney Tunes for the action cartoon they did a while back. He's very angry.
He's electric. He's electric, sharp, and angry.
Yes. You did well with the adjectives. I appreciate that, Jody. Mike, we got Wing Venation again, but not enough for you.
Yeah, I don't like the new logo.
Yeah.
Because it's sharp and pointy and angry. The old logo's got issues. Like, it's got like a devil tail to it.
Right.
But the fedora is cool. It's got leaf wings again, but I mean, if I'm going to pick between the two of them, I like the old logo a lot better.
I think it has character.
It does. And it's fairly unique among wasp themed, yellow jacket themed logos and mascots. Like, if you're going to go with something everybody's doing, make it unique. And they did that. The new one,
The new one's like a tribal tattoo if it were a yellow jacket. So, no,
pass. Yeah, but also a tribal tattoo done by a white dude.
You're right.
What about the mascot person?
I mean, the way that it's designed is bug-like, I guess. The wings are cool. I like that the antenna go back and then back forward, sort of like an elbowed antenna would, rather than just being sleek or bulbous at the tip. It's better than the logo.
Trying to look at another picture of it.
I do appreciate in the logo that like it's got segmentation on the abdomen. That's good. Another one where the stinger's just hanging out and pointed at you.
Yeah, it's gonna get you. Randolph-Macon College in Virginia. There's nothing here to remark on, really. Like, it's got pointy teeth as opposed to just gritted teeth. But other than that,
It's got like angry pumpkin teeth, jack-o'-lantern teeth.
Jack-o'-lantern teeth, dinner gloves.
Dinner gloves.
Yeah, big muscular forearms to hug you with and just like rock you to sleep at night. But nothing remarkable, very generic.
Forgettable. To the mascot, again, looks like you pulled it off the rack at a Walmart.
Yep. The mascot reminded me of the Bug Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, like the friendly bee.
Betty Bee. I did like that they were black and lemon. Those were their school colors rather than black and yellow. Rochester Community College and Community and Technical College in Rochester, Minnesota. I don't know, man. looks like it was drawn in PowerPoint. That's my thought on this beaked, nosy looking yellow jacket.
Two pairs of wings.
Does have two pairs of wings.
Yeah. Segmented in abdomen.
Definitely legs. Has been skipping arm day at the gym.
Yes, it's like its legs are not.
Yeah.
Or its legs are not arms that are muscular.
Seems to have like tarsal claws rather than hands in the logo.
Yeah. Like or pinchers, maybe.
Yeah.
This one does not have a visible stinger.
Good point. Just a pointed abdomen. Okay. Yeah. We'll give them credit for that. Four wings, retracted stinger.
Not forgettable, but just boring.
Yeah. Not exciting. Also, like our 15th yellow jacket. University of Rochester. In Rochester, New York, same sort of complaints probably. In the past, had six legs and four wings, but nowadays is just like
a light bulb.
Yeah, a dude bro. No legs, two arms. Fierce looking, to be sure. And I like the blue and yellow. Good mix of blue and yellow, but I don't know. They apparently in the past, his name was Dandelion. I think they should go back to Dandelion, this like crying sailor yellow jacket.
If you're going to have a yellow jacket, like, again, it's unique. I kind of like it. The old one, the Dandelion one. The new one is just, bleh.
Look at that first
more
one.
Of the same. All of these schools have like color A in gold or yellow.
Yeah.
I'm over that. Like,
yeah.
Did you
see maybe that? The next one will help. I mean, we got orange here.
Hey, but did you guys see the first one? Doesn't that first that one looks like the other one?
From Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was some copying going on there, which is pretty common with this. But yeah, it looks very similar to that. They just didn't write Tech on the side. erase that part. Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Mike, have you ever visited?
I have not visited, but I do know of it, which is, you know, I've heard of it.
So orange and black here, yellow jacket. That's orange. Maybe has European hornet coloration a little more than a yellow jacket.
You know, as much as I was ragging on yellow, the orange makes it difficult to read.
I like that point.
It's a little dark.
You're getting into some graphic design talk here. I like the zigzag on the nose. I think that's interesting, I guess. But
yeah,
ultimately, another two-armed yellow jacket.
Yeah, big bulbous head, like bird beak. Yeah.
Is he happy or angry?
Both.
Yeah, I think he stubbed his toe. Oh, wait, he doesn't have any feet. West Virginia State University in Institute, West Virginia. Historically Black land-grant university. Shout out to our 1890 schools. This is black and gold, which I, as a Purdue fan, am a fan of. The mascot looks like the logo, I think, is a good point to make here. Like, good translation. They even kept kind of the face the same.
Yeah, I mean, give them props for that. I do appreciate that.
Got an abdomen.
Yeah, got an abdomen. Got booties.
Doesn't seem to have wings in real life in this image that I found.
Booties and the gloves kind of looks like a man lizard.
would be at home in a Spider-Man film, according to Chody.
I mean, I just feel like after we've seen so many, like they all just kind of start blending together.
Yeah, we should make a composite image of the yellow jackets of American universities and see what happens.
Like, everybody looked at the same thing. It's like, oh, yeah, inspiration.
I think that holds true for the University of Wisconsin-Superior here. Black and gold, big, muscly forearms. I just, you know, he could lift you up over his head with those biceps. The Rock could play him in the biopic.
It's a really weird abdomen-ish.
Strange abdomen choice here, but very knife-like. It's coming for you. It's going to get you.
Yeah. Weird antenna. It's got like little balls on the antennae.
Yeah, in the middle and at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know what they were going for there.
The wrist cuffs are a little unique.
It's true.
Kind of reminds me of Genie from Aladdin.
Yeah.
So no, I guess that's...
I've seen wrist cuffs in some of the other ones.
Yeah, sweatbands. They're there to accumulate all of their hexapod sweat. That takes us to the end of the Yellow Jacket. So thus far, we haven't heard a lot of inspiration. I mean, there was a couple that it sounds like we were like, yeah, yeah. Others mostly like, this is all very generic. The Hornets, I think this is where things get a little different. Alabama State for me, another HBCU school, 5,400 students, black and gold. That's a Hornet, man. Like, past expose on this, I chose this as my most scientifically accurate insect. It does have a beak. Mike has some thoughts on beaks, I've noticed. But thus far, like, six legs, real definitive head, thorax, and abdomen. The abdomen is segmented. The logo itself, I think, even the antenna, they have the scape, the flagellum, everything.
It's the best logo we've seen yet. I don't like that it's the black of the U that is kind of behind it. Like, I don't know. It makes it a little bit difficult to see some of the legs in the logo. But as far as scientifically, I mean, that's more of a graphic design issue. The logo itself, though, I really enjoy. Like, that's really good. If you're going to pick an insect for your mascot, that's a good one.
What do you think of the mascot guy with the, I mean, I think he's got big bulgy eyes, but better than that one.
Yeah. I mean, the logo is great, and I don't think it translates well to the mascot. You got big people teeth or human teeth grinning at you, big bulbous eyes. The logo is my favorite yet. Yeah, but the mascot is generic like a lot of the other ones.
All right. So we're holding them up high for the logo.
I'm keeping, so for those categories, I've decided to score logo and mascot separately because this logo is dope. What do you think of the logo and the mascot?
I've looked up, I don't really like the grin on its face. It's very Muppetish, but I do like the logo. It's good. I've seen it without the U.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you look up Alabama State University mascot.
I'll do that right now. Oh yeah. That's so much better when it's not like hidden by that U. That looks real good.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I was ragging on all of these Yellow Jackets and Hornets and stuff, that one actually looks really, I like it. That's my favorite yet.
Here's Delaware State, another HBCU land grant. Red and blue coloration, which I think is kind of unique compared to what we've seen so far. I like the logo again. Good bug legs. Seems like there's six of them. Good bug eyes and wings. What do you two think?
I really like the color combination. Like, I'm so glad to see something that's not gold in it, which feels weird to say, given like Pittsburgh, everything's black and gold. But I feel like we leaned into that and I don't know. It's nice to see something that's different. Like the red and blue go really good together.
It's true.
Like you mentioned, six legs, weird pinchery feet. That's a little weird. Yeah. Stinger coming at you again. The indications of segmentation on the abdomen, not scientifically accurate wing venation, but certainly more veins than like, you know, a lot of the, like where it's just one line going across the wing. Four sets of wings, it looks like.
Yeah.
Differently colored so you can tell them apart. You know, if you're going to have a Hornet, you could certainly go, whereas this is a good one, I think.
So far, the Hornets are bringing the heat entomologically, it sounds like. Mike, could you differentiate between Yellow Jackets and Hornets for our listeners? Like, is this a good distinction between these two groups?
I mean, Yellow Jackets typically are in the genus Vespula. They're typically smaller than Hornets. They have, because they're smaller, they usually have larger nest sizes. And usually they're nesting in the ground. Hornets are in the genus Vespa. Most of them in Yellow Jackets are, we have lots of species in temperate areas. Hornets are typically tropical. There are some that get into temperate areas like European hornets, Asian giant hornets. There's some that get further north, but typically they're more tropical, all in the genus Vespa. typically larger and typically have aerial nests. So something up. They're not usually in the ground or not frequently in the ground. They're often concealed, so they're going to be like a hollow tree or something and not just exposed. That being said, Asian giant hornets kind of rock the boat. They do have ground nests. So there are differences between hornets and yellow jackets, but unless you're an entomologist that's studying them, it does feel like splitting hairs a bit, especially when you're like, when you're making a mascot out of them, like the difference between a hornet and a yellow jacket, like not huge.
Just big stingy bugs, basically.
Yeah. but I do like that one. The mascot's a little weird. Like he's got in the mascot himself, like they've got a six pack on him.
Yeah. He's ripped, man. He worked hard for that six pack. But ultimately, we kind of like the logo on this one. So far, hornets are winning over the yellow jackets. That brings us to Emporia State University in Emporia, Kansas. This is Corky, the hornet. Corky was designed by an animator that went on to eventually work for Disney. I did some background research on this just because Corky has his own Wikipedia page. He's a guy. Like he's definitely a thing. I like the unibrow, I guess. doesn't look much like a bug, I think is my first big criticism.
I wrote chipmunk with a unibrow. Very
yeah. Creepy. Yeah. I mean, you can see the Disney vibe, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, it's got an it factor.
Yeah, it's unique.
The shoes.
Yeah.
What about that other one?
Like so that's other logo
there.
That's apparently the first version of Corky. And he's screaming.
Yeah, the abdomen is freaking me out. I don't like it.
Okay. The legs. I mean, he's got six legs in the original version, at least.
Yeah.
Good wing venation. Mike likes Corky. Jody would not take her picture with them, is what I'm hearing.
Nope.
After that, we get into some more of this like two-armed, no-legged, gold stinging creatures. This one's got four wings, at least, at Fullerton College.
That's true. It has like a lightning bug larvae abdomen.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah. Lots of angles to it. What do we think about the face? The invaginations on the face.
I just don't get it. Like it doesn't look good.
No. So Fullerton doesn't pass the grade.
And then the logo looks like not a bug like that. Well, maybe if it didn't have antennae, I guess.
It looks like somebody designed it where they're like, I just learned how to play with line weight when I design things. But it's not used to good effect.
So far we're ranking Fullerton low. Harris Stowe State, HBCU in St. Louis. I couldn't find a picture of an actual mascot person walking around, but I did find their logo. Looks like
all the others.
What's that?
Looks like all the others.
Yeah, not a lot to really differentiate it here other than maybe having oven mitts on rather than the dinner gloves. So sorry, folks at Harris Stowe alumni. We're not fans of your hornet. Yeah,
forgettable.
Kalamazoo, orange and black. We've got the old version and the new version. So again, we've gone from what was once sort of filled with character, I would say, to a streamlined, angry, sort of angular wasp of some sort on the right. Those were my thoughts. I like the old one better because the wings look cool. The abdomen I thought looked very abdominal. And then we kind of get this, again, a tribal tattoo version on the right.
Yeah, I like the old one better. It looks more like an ant than a wasp.
You're right.
but ignoring that part, like it's certainly more accurate. It's more unique. Everything you said, like, I just like it more because it looks like an actual insect, or at least doesn't look like every other hornet or wasp logo out there.
Jody, you feel similarly?
I said it looks like a mean little ant thing with tiny, skinny fighting.
Maybe they should change to the mean little ant things. I think that would be unique and interesting. Mm-hmm. There's the University of Lynchburg. We've got six legs again. Seemingly only two wings, unfortunately. The statue on campus, I think, looks pretty dope.
Yeah, that's a cool statue.
Yeah, I would be proud of that. Red for a Hornet, which is unique, but the logo, very symmetrical, which is a trend I've noticed in a lot of modern logos. They want it to be very symmetrical. Like even the Purdue train now, you could draw, it has bilateral symmetry. You could draw a line down the middle. Any thoughts here?
Looks like the devil.
Just like a Hornet should.
It definitely gets props for, you know, six legs, indication of two wings, bug head, unlike the bird beaks that we've seen in a lot of things. I think all of my issues with it come down to graphic design. Like, I don't like the fact that it's so shaded on the right to be black. Like, they've got a very strong light source on the left-hand side, and then the right side is pitch black. It's like, well, that doesn't look good.
He's emerging from the shadows to mug you.
Yeah.
What about the mascot? That one's got antenna starting really
close
to the front.
Different. I like that. I like the red and black. I think that makes it look more interesting.
Yeah, better color palette than a lot of the, or at least more unique color palette than a lot of the Hornets we've seen so far.
But I want to say this every time, like on the guy walking around here, couldn't you just slap some extra legs in the middle there? Like, and then count the bottom legs as the third pair, like just get some extra legs in there so it matches your logo. Morris College is a private HBCU. I don't want to mock it too much, but I had a lot of feelings about this one. Like, that's a sailor. He's come home from leave. He just happens to be a bug. And he's got real big, beefy arms, strange wings, an overbite. I'm not sure what's going on there with his face. What do you think, Jody? Interesting hat.
What's with the pointy nose?
Yeah.
And the Shrek tubes.
Shrek tubes instead of antenna, yeah.
I kind of like it. That's
I mean, it's unique.
That stinger thing, is that it?
It's highlighted. I think that those lines are supposed to be showing how sharp it is.
Oh, okay. I was like, is it furry?
Yeah, no.
I mean,
it's sharp and pointy.
The big long nose as a stinger, like that feels very classic Disney comics or Disney animation style. Or like Winnie the Pooh, if you've seen, like the bees always have like a stinger on the face and they come at you with it.
Right.
So like that, I mean, it's certainly not accurate at all. And it's got a stinger on the tail or the abdomen too. So it's weird to have both, but I kind of like it.
Kind of like it.
Okay.
Not my favorite, but better than a lot of the other ones.
I mean, if it was like a fictional thing and maybe not, like, I don't think it's a Hornet at all. Like it could be like the Morris College, whatever's and that would be fine.
Yeah. But
I don't think it's a Hornet.
What about this Linden State Hornet? This was an interesting one. It was two universities that merged, but they kept separate athletic programs. And this, I could only find the logo for this one. He's got a bug face. Not a lot to go on here.
Yeah, he's like intermediate muscles. Like,
yeah,
really.
You're right.
He's kind of just like, well, I'm just a regular.
Just a regular fella.
With dinner gloves.
So buzzer sound on that one.
Yeah, they're all pulling out off the same, like, oh, I saw a logo once with a bee. He had gloves and a stinger. Like, it just they're all pulling out of the same well.
This was a little different. The California State Sacramento campus, they have a Hornet, and he's very angry and in flight.
Yeah, really fast.
Not
so muscular. Really fast, angular. Four legs,
squared off wings though.
Yeah.
I don't like the squared off wings, but I like the logo. If you're going to go with a sharp, angry logo, this one I like better than a lot of the other ones because it's in flight. It's a side view. So that's a little bit different than a lot of the ones. It's not all curled up.
Yeah.
I
like the abdomen. It makes me think of a cicada killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're going to go with this style, like this is a decent one.
What about the in-person mascot?
It looks like every other bug
mascot. I like the eyes. They're not bulbous. They are more insectoid, I would say.
That's true. Decent antennae. Another one where you've got the mascot, he's like in full football gear in this photo. So like he's like a person with a bug head, right, and less of like, I am an actual bug. It's more anthropomorphized.
That's a good point. Shenandoah, another hornet. The old hornet I thought looked very creepy and scary. The new one looks very designed, I'll say. And then the in-person mascot version looks like Captain America if he was a bug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are kind of my thoughts.
Oh, wow. Look at that statue.
The statue is cool.
I hate the old logo.
It looks a little menacing.
Yeah, it's just not good.
It looks like Hopper from...
You're right. It does look like Hopper from A Bug's Life.
I agree with you that the new logo looks overdone. Like,
yeah.
And it's hard to read even. Like I don't see that and think like, oh, that's a hornet. Like I've got to see like, oh, there's the stinger at the bottom. Oh, those things are wings, I guess. Yeah.
Weird wings, completely legless and armless.
It's
not insectoid, really.
Yeah, it's not readable.
Yeah. Sunny Broom, State University of New York, Broom. It's in Broome County, New York, Public Community College, yellow and black again. I saw the logo, had red eyes, and I was like, oh, that's an interesting choice. Found pictures of the mascot. I was like, oh, they translated that to real life. So the flash is always on with this guy. His eyes are always red and illuminated. Very teethy.
He's got this face.
Yeah, yeah. The wings are cool, I guess. Antenna are buggy. I mean, they got some segmentation to it.
Yeah.
Mad eyebrow game, I will say. Like those are some good eyebrows, but hornets don't really have eyebrows.
Yeah, another one, legless, two arms. I appreciate that the style is more cartoony than sharp and angry. So I like that aspect of it, but once you get past that, it's another one of these two-armed
wasps. Throw it in the pile.
Throw it in the pile.
Now we got the bees. So I love the Baltimore Bee. The University of Baltimore, from what I found, does not actually sponsor athletic programs, but they still have a mascot that goes around campus. This is a handsome bee, and he's got a cool sweater. He's the super bee, apparently. I'm kind of a fan. He also wears Chucks, if you look at the logo.
He's stylish.
Stylish bee. Nice hair.
Yeah.
I love everything about it.
Yeah. I mean, the stinger, I think, is a bit much. He's a drone, so I guess he shouldn't really. Should he have a big stinger?
No, yeah. But I mean, that's stylistically, like, people aren't going to care that it's a boy with a stinger. They're not entomologists.
Right.
I love that you pointed out that he's got Chucks, because, I mean, Chucks are like a super old brand. They would have been around when this was established in 1925. So I love that aspect of it.
He's got blue eyes. I don't know. He's handsome. He's a handsome bee.
I like it. It's got that classic old timey striped sweater look going on, which is cool.
He's retro. I think he's got a lot going for him.
It's so old that it's come back again.
That's right. This is the Universidad de Guanajuato. Mike, you've been learning Spanish. Can you pronounce that better than I can?
I think it'd be Guanajuato.
Thank you. They are also the bees. And I found a cartoon version of their bee. And then two live mascot versions of it. One who is happy and one who is a cousin to Chucky, perhaps. A little angrier. I don't know what to say about this. He looks kind of like the mascot for Honey Nut Cheerios in the drawing.
Oh, yeah.
Except with a volleyball. Very cartoony, very happy. Probably a joy to see on the sidelines for a child. But I don't know that there's a lot to go on entomologically here.
They're like people with bug heads.
Yeah, people with bug heads. But different than the other people with bug heads, normal proportions at least.
Yeah,
I like it seems to come in from their university crest. They clearly have bees in their history somehow. They've got the comb and the bee house in their logo, so there's something that's going on there. Yeah,
I like that connection. I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't hate it either.
There's just for our points today, like you said, there's not a lot of entomological stuff to go on. Yeah. Like he's got wings and antenna and a bug head, but other than that, he's like in a track suit.
Yeah, and he's probably really good at volleyball. So I have a lot of feelings about the Savannah College of Arts and Design bee. My wife told me that she hates the old B when I went through this with her. I like him because he's very angry. I like his weird little legs and his antenna or eyebrows. And I find the new version, just to describe it to people, I would say this is like, this is what's wrong with minimalism in design, is to like strip a bee down to this shape and one leg, an individual leg and one wing. And then I don't even like, is this the eye? What's this black thing in the front curling around the head? I hate it. They went from something that was vaguely unique to something that I think is what you would see sort of like as a pre-template in an infographic packet you got from Adobe Spark or something. Like, I hate the new one.
Yeah, same feeling. It I don't know what to add to that. It looks like clip art.
Yeah, clip art. That's a good one. I love the mascot. I love that it's like a big, happy, jolly looking bee with like a big tummy. I don't know. That speaks to me for some reason.
I expected more out of the Savannah College of Arts and Design.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, you're a College of Arts and Design. Like, I get the idea, like you said, minimalist. We're going to make it representative instead of, you know, literal. Scientifically accurate and literal. But it's so stripped down as to be bad.
The fact that it's just one leg really galls me for some reason.
I like the old one. Like, it's so over the top, cartoony. Like this big angry person face on a bee body. It's so bad. It's charming.
Yeah, I agree. And all of the charm is gone in the new one.
Yeah.
So here's the St. Ambrose bees. And I want to hear your thoughts first from the two of you before I jump in. They're the fighting bees, I will say, not just the bees, but here's the bee.
I mean, he's got like those dukes up and he's got a pointed like stinger. Well, I don't know. His nose is pointier than his butt.
Yeah. Blue harkens back to the Disney stuff that Mike was talking about.
Yeah. It feels like there's a lot of influence of old Disney cartoons, Looney Tunes cartoons. I don't know, 30s, 40s, 50s cartoons in a lot of these.
Yeah.
The blue and white in the logo is a nice change for colors. But they translate that directly to the mascot, and it doesn't translate well at all.
No, he looks like a negative image in real life.
Yeah, it's hard to look at.
I will say that they have multiple versions of the mascot, from what I could tell in a Facebook post. This seemed to be the most recent one. I'd be happy to be corrected by representatives of St. Ambrose University in Davenport, Iowa. But I also like that it was a direct translation of the blue and white logo. So I love the bee, and I love the connection here. St. Ambrose is the patron saint of beekeepers. So the fact that they went with a bee for the mascot is just like chef's kiss for me. I love the cartooniness of it, but yeah, the mascot himself, if that blue and white thing is what's walking around, I'm guessing they don't get a lot of kids to the games because the bee demon would haunt their nightmares.
I feel like of all the colleges that have picked a bee or a hornet or a wasp for their mascot, they're the one that get a pass. Like, yes, St. Ambrose, you can pick a bee because patron saint of beekeepers. Like,
right.
Good on you for making that connection. Everybody else is tired and old. You guys, it's fine. Get a pass.
Well, we're not quite out of the hymenoptera yet. We have to go through the stingers of Concordia University, and then Florence Darlington Tech are also the stingers. Again, two-armed, no legs, big giant stingers, one in the front and back, and the curly. Other and it's curly. Jody, you're from Canada. Are you familiar with Concordia University at all?
Like, I've never been there, but
no. Do you have any friends that went? I was just curious if they'd ever seen this monstrosity wandering around campus. I think that the Disney version of the mascot for Florence Darlington Tech is interesting compared to their actual logo. But again, as Micah said, at this point, we're kind of like throwing things on the junk heap. I'm more interested in what this snake mascot is versus the stinger from Florence Darlington Tech.
Yeah, the logo looks like a mosquito with a stinger.
Yes, 100%.
Yep.
Which,
And then the sting of Seneca College of Applied Arts and Technology, red and black, big dopey feet, kind of like Donald Duck in right. the logo.
And boxing gloves.
Yeah, I like that.
Better than the white dinner gloves.
Huge stinger, though. I mean,
huge.
Compensating clearly for something. And then the wing venation, what do we think there?
I mean, it's better than just a line. Still not great, but right. I appreciate that there's more than just like a dash.
Beaky face in the logo. But again, we're just not impressed, right?
Well, are all these bee mascots, like, they just look like they all looked at the same bee mascot. Like, everybody looked at Georgia Tech and was like, okay, beak face, big feet,
stripes,
some kind of gloves, some kind of stripes, right. big old sting. Like, they all just look the same.
So you're ready to move out of the Hymenoptera, right?
Yeah, I just wish they were more creative.
Oh, I forgot the wasps, the Emory and Henry College wasp. Disappointment of my life that it's not just a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant that wanders around at their football games. But I do like the choice. They were named because they fight like wasps, according to like a 1900 newspaper that was covering their first football game at Neyland Stadium in Tennessee. They played Emory and Henry, apparently. Blue and gold, no legs. Sort of an interesting design, very minimalized, I would say, in the logo. The mascot that prowls the sidelines, again, it looks like they spray painted a Buzz costume blue and then slapped it on a guy. Anything here that you want to talk about?
If you're going with minimalist design, I like it the most of the minimalist designs, but I don't like that. Like, if you're going to go for a logo, I don't like the minimalist aspect of any of them.
Yeah.
So like it's the top of the trash heap.
So now we can leave Hymenoptera behind and let's talk about some Coleoptera. University of Arkansas Monticello. They are the boll weevils. Surprise, though, is that there are two boll weevils. So here's the Monticello boll weevil on the sideline and in the logo. And then Enterprise State Community College of Enterprise, Alabama, green and white. I like that they're both green and white. And then their version of the boll weevil. If I had to pick between them, I'm going with Enterprise State. Correct placement of weevil antenna. I love the logo. I think it's weird that they only did the head, thorax, and the elytra. But other than that, I like it. It's the fiercest looking weevil I've ever seen.
It's very slithery and scary looking.
Yeah, I don't like the modern, sleek, sharp designs of a lot of these, but I really like this one. Like you said, they're lacking in an abdomen and legs, but honestly, I think that even lacking those, like, it's immediately obvious what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
So from a design perspective, I like it. This may be my favorite one yet, which is weird for me to say, because I hate that type of like sharp, pointy, angry mascot.
I like that logo. I like that you're being challenged.
Can you tell me more about boll weevils? Like, why would they have picked two schools that have, like, there's only one beetle and it's the same beetle?
These are both in the cotton belt from what I can tell. And the cotton boll weevil was a devastating pest to the cotton industry for many years. There's actually a statue to it, maybe in Enterprise, Alabama, or somewhere nearby, talking about the devastation that it used to cause. And it was a feared organism because it would just devastate crops. So I think that's where this came from. It's like, oh, you know, this represents an aspect of our history and it used to terrify people before we kind of defeated it through integrated pest management. Mike, what, you lived in Arkansas. What do you think?
Oh, no, all of that is exactly on. I think the University of Arkansas Monticello one is, I like the old timey kind of cartoony style to it, but it's just not done well.
I wish he had another set of legs. I think that might have changed my feeling on him, because as it stands, he looks like a vacuum cleaner mascot. Like,
yeah,
like you would sweep him up when you're running your new Hoover or something.
Yeah, it's just not good. I mean, good job on translating that logo to the mascot, because I can see how they did that. But I don't think the base logo that they're going off of was a good place to start.
He's got a lot of teeth, too. That brings us, I guess I lied. We have one more Hymenoptera, the University of South Carolina Sumter Fire Ants. very literal in this case, in the mascot in particular, where they have put flames on his abdomen.
Is there, so their school colors are garnet and white?
Uh-huh.
That's an interesting way to say red.
It's a South Carolina thing. I think that the main campus is also garnet and cream or garnet and black.
I like that. If that's the color palette that you have, that you lean into that, be like, okay, what's red? Fire ants are red. Like, I like that. I barring the actual fire on the mascot, like, I kind of like you can, you've got a set of big, obvious mandibles,
yep,
kind of an ant like head, bent antennae.
Yes.
Appreciate that. So I really like the head of the mascot. The rest of it is kind of bland. The fire is meh, I don't like. So I like 50% of the mascot a lot. If I were to rank them just based on heads, this would be at the top. The rest of it kind of kills it for me. But yeah. I guess if you're looking at the logo is just a fire ant head.
Yep, that's true. And I like that they incorporate the elbowed antenna into the font of their school. It's a unique choice for sure. I'm surprised there aren't more fire ants. They're terrifying creatures.
Yeah. I like that. Like it's the kind of modern pointy sharp mascot or logo rather, but they all like that's reflected in the font that they chose for USC Sumter as well. So like you've got, they're leaning into that, I guess.
Jody, would you take your picture with this one?
Yeah, I probably would. I like this one.
Yeah. The Black Flies, College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor, Maine, 350 total students, a smaller school. This one is the one that's a little nebulous to me. They don't have an athletic program at all, but they have a trail running club and they call themselves the Black Flies, I assume because they're often mobbed by black flies and bitten. And they have a Black Fly Society as part of their school as well. And I think that's where the name came from. But this group does sell t-shirts. And so I included it in this. Jody, would you wear that shirt on your jog?
Is it made from cotton?
Yes, maybe. I don't know. with that, we can leave the insects behind. There's not a lot to talk about with the black flies, right? It's an interesting concept, but there's not a lot of execution there.
Right.
Here's the arachnids. We have the Nevada State Scorpions, a relatively new school founded in 2002. I like the scorpion in the logo. It's got the right number of legs. It's got a good stinger. Kind of dead eyes, I would say.
Yeah, really good, really good, really accurate logo. I like the logo.
I like the logo. The mascot is a lot happier.
I do not looking. Like the creepy. I think he's creepy.
Why is he creepy?
I would not go anywhere near that mascot, but I do like the logo. Very accurate and nice. Because like what gives you any indication that that's a scorpion? It's just
he's got claws and a tail.
Yeah, this is another one where like the logo does not, and the idea of a scorpion just does not translate to that mascot.
It's hard to make a person a scorpion.
I don't know. I don't think that's a true statement at all. I just think they did it very poorly.
Challenge.
Texas Southmost College in Brownsville, Texas. Another relatively new school formed out of a split from a UT system school. They were the Scorpions previously, then they were the Ocelots from what I've read. And then after the split, Texas Southmost College has gone back to being the Scorpions. They didn't seem to have a mascot. I only found this one logo, which is a good scorpion. Like that's good clip art scorpion. Mm-hmm. Not a lot to talk about here though.
Yeah. Instantly recognizable as a scorpion, but like you said, very clip arty. So good on accurate on like scorpion accuracy, bad on
points for accuracy.
It would be really fun to see another mascot dressed like scorpion.
It's true.
Mike challenged that.
Challenge you, Texas Southmost, to beat Nevada, Nevada State. And then the University of Richmond, the Richmond Spiders, a mascot and a program that is close to my heart. I love this. I love everything about it. They have often been ranked number one for me arthropod-wise. I did go to their website to find out why they were called the Spiders. It was because they had a baseball pitcher in the early 1900s, it sounds like, that he threw his leg up over his head as he pitched, and people thought he looked like a spider dancing. So they called him the Spider, and then it sort of matriculated down into the whole school being known as the Spiders. But on their website, when they talk about this history, they say they are named after the most majestic of insects, the spider, which subtracts about 50 points from them for me. But overall, what do you see here? What do you like?
I like the mascot has like legs, like it's actually got extra legs.
He has extra legs to add up to 8, counting his real human arms and legs. He has 8 total appendages.
Yeah, I mean, as far as mascots go, I like the translation of a spider into a spider mascot. That big bulbous head, the mascot grin,
right?
We've seen in a lot of things, but I like the extra legs. I like that he's furry, like spiders.
Yes. Mike wanted Chelicera though, not a grin.
Yeah, but I like it. The logo is just a little bit too generic of a spider for me.
Okay. That's fair.
Like, it's obviously a spider, so props for that, but it's like, it looks like a generic Halloween spider.
Right.
Which I'm not, get something a little better for that. And it's in the red spider on the blue background is hard to read.
Okay.
In the logo.
I've always wished that they would incorporate the web motif more. Like, I think on your jersey, you should have webs, not Spider-Man level, but like relying on the fact that spiders make webs a little more would be pretty dope.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like it though. Like overall,
maybe
I'm just tired of hornets.
Yes. I think that's also true. That's the end of what I got. That's what I found. We have jumped on and disintegrated some of these mascots and talked about logos and stuff a lot. I appreciate everybody sort of bearing with us as we go through this. If we were going through those awards though, what do we think? Do we have somebody that we would give best overall presentation to?
Overall, I like the spiders.
Enterprise State Boll Weevils. I love nice. That logo.
Okay. I'm on the spider train too. I just love the fact that they are spiders. I like that the mascot has 8 appendages. I'm into it. But Enterprise State, definitely a close second. After that, we had, let's do cute. Did you have any that you would list as a cutie pie?
I had Guanajuato.
Nice.
Is my cutie pie. Big, Bugs Life, buggy mascot. I can see kids really liking it. Doesn't have the sharp angles of a lot of these other ones. It looks good for a mascot. I liked it.
I'm going with the Baltimore Bees. I like the Chuck wearing bee. I think he's pretty fun. I would hang out with him on a Friday night.
I had Baltimore Bee as my second runner up for the cutie pie award.
The cutie pie. Up next, how about scientifically accurate?
I had Alabama State, but now I'm gonna go back and look at that to make sure.
I had 3 in the running, I guess. Yeah, and that was one of them. It was like Cedarville, Amabella's, Alabama State.
Nevada State Scorpion was a pretty good accurate good one. Too. I think between those two would be the most accurate. As far as logos go, none of them translate very well into the mascots.
So Alabama State and Nevada State is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, what about you, Jonathan?
I like Alabama State. I think that looks like a hornet. I mean, I like that hornet overall. So I would go with them. What about most unique? That's a tough one. I think you can maybe leave that up to your own discretion. Like, what do you think would be unique? But anything that pops off your head as you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely a choice.
The fire ants, just because it was the only one.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, if there's something that has to be, they have to have a mascot and a logo, the fire ants is going to be at the top. You know, there's only 2 of them. The Nevada State one was pretty unique as well, the logo. But if I had to go pick something on the fence, the College of the Atlantic Bar Harbor Blackflies, that is a unique choice. If we're allowing it,
yeah.
I would say that's the most unique because like only fly, only black fly.
True.
Only biting pest. So if it's allowed, I know it's on the fence.
It is on the fence.
Then I'd go with them.
I think you could also go take unique a different direction and talk about like one that was like the weirdest looking, but still sort of interesting. I might go with Emporia State then. Like that is definitely a unique hornet that they have designed. You don't see too many hornets with unibrows.
Yeah. And I like the logo.
Yeah.
Really leaning into the cartoony, like anthropomorphic vibe of what a human hornet hybrid would be.
So to kind of end us on today, we've kind of got our awards. I'll list those out, what we voted on here in the show notes and everything. It sounds like we all sort of had similar picks for what we designed here. What about if you were going to have a university named after you and you got to pick an arthropod for your mascot, what would you go with? I'm interested to hear what Jody's come up with.
Why?
Are you Green University or?
How about the dragonflies?
I like that.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You could go a lot of directions with that. You could have a fire-breathing dragonfly, just a straight-up dragonfly. I think there's a lot of possibilities there. What about Scavarla Tech, Mike?
Ooh, everybody would hate it, but I think going with Deerkeds would be good.
And it's not, you have a lot of explaining to do.
Well, it's not just because I've been working with them for the last couple of years. Like, have you seen the face of a Deerked? They're terrifying. Yeah,
they are terrifying.
Tell us all about Deerkeds.
They've got these biting mouth parts, and they're flat, and they're spiny, and they've got these big, big eyes. I think if you're looking for, like, just imagine, like, the logo's looking at you head on. I can see how that would be scary.
For the
intimidating.
I don't think my dragonflies would be intimidated by that.
Well, that's okay. Here I am ragging on the whole thing, like, all big scary mascots that are intimidating. Like, that's the direction I go.
You go automatically terrifying and scary.
What about you, Jonathan?
Larson University, in the past, I always wanted to be the Mighty Moths. I always thought that would be fun, just to have like a cartoony moth. Since we don't have any Lepidopterans, maybe I'll stick with that. Or Woolly Bear. I think that could be fun to incorporate Woolly Bear into it. So one of those two, I would go in a Lepidopteran direction.
You know, I think I'm going to revise mine.
Okay. So go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and I know we have a lot of Hymenoptera, but making it unique would be the pincher wasps.
Okay.
To have the family Dryandidae. They're these wasps that act for real pinchers, and the females are wingless. So you could have, you know, cut the wings out so you don't have to worry about that. They've got these real, at least some groups, these real mantis-like heads where you've got these giant bug eyes and a big dip between them. So the eyes look like they're not on stalks, but they're accentuated.
Yeah.
They already look kind of Muppety as it is. So I think you could translate that really well to like a logo or a mascot.
Yeah, I think there's always a lot to think about here, right? I mean, you also got to think about, like, I was considering the Larson locusts or something like that. You know, so you can get some alliteration, but it sounds like we would have definitely unique appeal with our three universities. We would have broad, people would be buying our merchandise is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I think I wonder how much it is to hire a graphic designer to do these.
I don't know. I keep getting ads for mascot costumes.
Is it worth $200 for me to come up with a fake logo?
I like it. I hope that you do. If you have listened through all of this, we appreciate you playing along as we go through
yeah,
all of
thank these you weird for sticking with us
and talking about what we like in all these mascots and things. If you've got a favorite one, please share it. Comment on the tweet post and all that kind of stuff. You can find us in a variety of platforms. We are arthro-pod.blogspot.com. We are on Twitter at @arthro_podshow. You can find the show through all of your different favorite podcatcher apps. We are arthro-pod on all of those. You got to include the dash or you can't find us. I wish we had a fight song to play as we kind of do the outro here, but where can people find you two on the Twitter?
I'm at Jody Bugs Me, UNL.
I'm at mscavarla36.
And I'm at Bugman John on the bad website, to borrow a phrase from another podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you. We're going to be back at you in another couple of weeks with more entomology goodness, and we will catch you there.
It's time for our insect heroes to put away their nets and pheromone traps. Join us next time, same bug time, same bug channel, as the Arthropod Gang make the world safe from poor insect podcasts. Until then,
keep on bugging.
So glad I didn't have to talk about that time that I